It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion. So glad you've chosen to join us here for our Thursday episode. Yesterday, we were looking at this truth, that the victorious life is a life of suffering and glory. You know, if anyone ever tells you that the Christian life is easy, or that if you just have enough faith, you won't have problems, that is nonsense. The Apostle Paul had as much faith as any of us, and yet what did he walk through? So much suffering. And what does he write about? He says, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He said that if we suffer with him, then we will be glorified together. And you see, we must realize that it is the suffering we walk through in life, the suffering we walk through on the path of obedience to Christ, that brings glory in the end. Paul was writing this to people who are being actively persecuted, killed, chased down for their faith. Most of us watching, listening, we're not in that situation, but there might be different pressures, different times we're treated unfairly because of our faith in Jesus. When that comes, we need to rejoice. And even the different pains that come into life, not explicitly persecution, but different pain and trials, we need to rejoice and say, Lord, these pains are bringing glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17 puts it this way. Our theme today, our light affliction. Paul continues this thought in 2 Corinthians 4. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You see, together with Romans 8:18 that we read yesterday, no matter how bad our struggles are on the earth, they are temporary. They will pass away as we follow God, but they're working for us a reward that will last forever and ever. If we can see through an eternal mindset, if we can see all these pains through the mindset of eternity, our perspective of trials and problems will be radically different. Our whole perspective will be transformed when we realize the suffering, this trial, even though it's so painful, even though I wish it could be taken away, yet this is the very thing that God is using to work glory in and through my life. It says here in 2 Corinthians 4, it's that affliction that is working for us the exceeding weight of glory. You see, without the affliction, you wouldn't have the glory. It is working the glory. So these trials are not given to us simply to be endured, but they are the very thing that is working God's glory in us, a glory that will never pass away. We can only reign and be glorified with Christ if we suffer with him, if we go through the fellowship of his suffering. So friends, realize when you walk through that suffering and you wonder, why is it so bad? God is using that to work glory in your life. You see, in eternity, when you're in heaven, when you're in the presence of God, you won't be able to learn any of these lessons. There won't be any suffering, any pain. The only time you can learn how to suffer well, the only time you can obtain treasures of darkness is here on earth. Because for a child of God, this is the only darkness you'll ever walk through. This is the only pain you will ever walk through. You have these 70, 80, however many years where you can experience suffering, and you have an eternity of glory. This is just a blink, and even the worst, most long-standing suffering on earth, it is light, it is momentary compared to eternity. It cannot even be compared. You see, for gold, you think of gold, for gold to be purified, it needs an extremely hot fire. That's the only way for the purification process to take place. I remember going to South Africa many years ago, and we went to this amusement park, where they used to be an active gold mine, and they still purify gold there. And I was sitting probably about 30 feet away from the furnace, you know, 10 meters or so away from this tiny little furnace, no bigger than a microwave oven, where they were refining gold. Well, when they refined it, they opened the doors of that furnace. And I tell you, 10 meters, 30 feet away, the rush of heat that came out of that furnace, it was such a hot fire that was necessary to purify the gold. It's the only way for the purification process to take place. And God puts us through difficulties at times, not as punishments. Often it's not as a punishment. It's not just to test us, but it's to help us and to give us a glory that really, really lasts. I've done a lot of traveling, and when I was in Singapore, I used to travel a lot in Southeast Asia. And many of the countries in Southeast Asia, the gospel is restricted. You know, you can't openly preach. Different rules on Bible schools and different rules on what churches can do. And I was in this one country I think of where they had to hide me and smuggle me into the church. You know, it was a country where I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", 200 pounds plus. And, the people there are small. But still, they made me wear all this clothing over every part of my skin so that no one would see me or notice me. Smuggled me into church buildings to preach the gospel. I was in another country where we were going to do an open evangelistic service on the beach. And they actually were advertising it. But then they also told me, well, if the police come tonight, they'll arrest us. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, they just casually said, we may get arrested tonight. But for the pastors in this nation, that was just part of the price of the gospel. They were willing to do open evangelistic crusades, even knowing that they could be arrested. They were willing to do it for the sake of the gospel. And one more example I think of, I was preaching in a Bible school in this one country in Southeast Asia, so restricted. It's, you know, perhaps the country with the least freedom I've been to. And, you know, I was preaching to these pastors. It was at a Bible school. I was preaching to people. They're training to be pastors about rejoice in trials. And it hit me. How can I talk to these pastors about rejoicing in trials? They're so poor. Many of them don't have enough to eat. They're risking their life for the gospel. Every time just coming to this meeting, they're risking their freedom. And I'm about to go back to Singapore, where I was living at the time, where I have my wife, my children, my house, you know, more than enough food, more than enough comfort. How can I speak to them about suffering for Jesus? And God just reminded me of this verse, that to the degree of suffering we go through, that's the degree of glory. And he reminded me to remind these pastors that, yes, I don't understand everything you're going through, but God does. And he wants to encourage you that if your suffering is great, your glory is going to be great. And in these times that are so difficult, having to hide for your faith, having to struggle to even eat, rejoice because your suffering is going to be great. Friends, if we could just have an eternal perspective, we would realize the greatest trial we've ever been through is nothing compared to the smallest reward in heaven. Your greatest trial is like a single drop of rain, and your smallest rewards, mighty ocean. Your smallest reward is like an ocean compared to your greatest trial being a drop of rain. If we could see through eternity's eyes, that's what we would realize. It doesn't mean trials are easy, but it means we can say, Lord, you are in control. Give me grace to conquer. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.